Recently, I was telling my wife about the ELF antenna array and its current value, and for some reason, I was surprised that she had never heard of it. So I thought maybe it would be a good topic for today's episode of Wildlife Matters. At the end of World War II, the use of submarines was becoming increasingly important for the United States and its military presence around the globe. As we moved further into the nuclear age and into the Cold War, the U.S. military found high value in having submarines that carried nuclear missiles and were able to stay submerged for extended periods. The challenge was how to communicate with underwater craft around the globe. Radio waves don't curve around the planet well, not at all actually, and they don't carry long distances underwater. Scientists discovered that extremely low frequency, or ELF, radio waves might be able to accomplish this feat. In 1968, the U.S. military set up an experimental ELF antenna array outside of Clam Lake, Wisconsin, to test the transmissibility and the potential negative impacts of ELF broadcasting. Eventually, the transmission site was put into full use, and in the late 80s and early 90s, successfully transmitted brief radio messages to submarines around the world, including one submerged under polar ice above the Arctic Circle. To send a signal that strong, you need a large transmitter. The initial Clam Lake ELF site utilized 28 miles of buried transmitter cable. To become the fully operable system, the final ELF array was comprised of two 2-inch cables running along a series of power poles. These cable systems extended in two 14-mile-long strings that intersected at the transmission site. In other words, the antenna used about 60 miles of 2-inch diameter cable across 28 surface miles of the Shawmigan-Nicolet National Forest. At each end, the cable had to be buried and grounded hundreds of feet deep into bedrock to allow the circuit to complete. So how does this have anything to do with wildlife? About the same time that the ELF site was going into full operation, elk were being reintroduced into Wisconsin. Clam Lake was selected as the destination for these elk, and the ELF antenna array was part of the reason. Those linear miles of clearings were considered ideal habitat for early successional wildlife, including elk, and would be maintained in an open condition to ensure proper operation of the transmission array. The ELF array broadcast its signal around the clock nonstop from 1989 until it was decommissioned in 2003 when it became technologically obsolete. Since that time, most of the posts have been removed or cut to a low level. The buildings were removed except for one that was kept by the Forest Service. The Shawmigan-Nicolet National Forest continues to maintain about half of the original open configuration and openings for elk and other wildlife use by mowing and brushing. In areas where it is possible, prescribed burning is also utilized. Since the Wisconsin elk herd is still actively managed, the Forest Service expects they will likely increase the miles that are not in swamplands or so rocky that mowing or brushing by mechanical means is not feasible. This will ensure that the site will continue to benefit Wisconsin's wildlife for years to come. The history of the ELF transmitter is fascinating and can be easily found online. If you want more information, there's a great article by Daniel Olson housed in the Military History of the Upper Great Lakes, a collection of Michigan Tech student projects available on the web. The U.S. Forest Service has wildlife staff that would be happy to share more information about the benefits of managing the area long-term for elk and other wildlife habitat. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist, coming to you from my living room in the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.